Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
We have Mac Brown, the head coach at North Carolina, who's joining us now on the Adam Gold Show, 17 days away from the spring game. Are you already making plans for how that's going to look?
Adam, we really are. The landscape of college football is changing, and transfer portal changes your numbers in the spring. Your handling of your roster is different. So I think we'll see spring games look differently moving forward. A lot of my friends are not having one.
Right.
And we decided that we'd be better off without ours being on TV. Because we'd rather have them come and watch practice and get to know our players with the ACC network. So we're going to have a fun spring game. It's an opportunity to see the two new quarterbacks play that are in competition. It's an opportunity to see a lot of young guys.
Right.
If you want to come and see Omarion Hampton, you're probably not going to see him very long, so you better get there early. But that's just what it is. It's really more young guys in front of a crowd preparing for next fall.
Mac Brown is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Before we get to new quarterbacks, let me ask you about your most recent old quarterback, and I use obviously old in serious air quotations here. How did the pro day go? What are you hearing? And I know you guys don't put any stock into mock draft because we should just mock them. Everybody who does one says, well, he's my second-ranked prospect. Then why is he the fourth quarterback on your mock draft? What have you heard about Drake May?
Adam, Drake had a great pro day. We had every team represented. We had a couple of head coaches. We had some general managers. We had over 100 staff members here from pro teams, pro scouts, whatever, most we've ever had. And Drake looked great. He threw 80 to 100 balls, and I think he wishes he had three of them back, and that's pretty good. He threw 169 yards, I think, on the money. he worked really, really hard. He's in great shape. In fact, we felt like every player that was there didn't hurt themselves or improve themselves for the draft or for free agency. And they even specifically mentioned, some of them mentioned British Brooks and how good he looks. And he's a guy that was a special teams captain. So we felt like our pro day was really good. You can't go on the projections of draft day. Obviously, one move late changes everybody's moves. So for somebody to tell you this is what's going to happen, they've never been in that draft room, and we've got a number of NFL, ex-NFL coaches on our staff, and we have them sit down with our players and tell them how to handle the combine. How do you handle scouts and head coaches and coordinators when they come in and sit down and visit with you? What should you do on draft day? What is it really like? So we try to educate our guys to get them ready for whatever happens.
Mac Brown is joining us here. Look, we've all watched Drake play. We know how good he is. We know he's got a great arm. We know he's a great athlete. We know he's an accurate thrower. The transition from college to the NFL in terms of reading defenses at the line of scrimmage, stuff that they're trying to trick you that maybe we don't see a lot of in college, the quality of the defensive backs where everybody can cover as opposed to colleges where maybe not everybody can cover. What's the hardest transition for a quarterback from college to the NFL?
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. That's when it's time for my 401k survival
box set.
You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
I think it's just the speed of the game. They have to get the ball out of their hands quicker. There's less time for a guy to be open, so he's really got to anticipate the throw. And we're lucky, Adam, really, Drake's lucky that he's got Freddie Kitchens here, who chose two number one draft picks in the NFL and was an offensive coordinator for 11 years and the head coach for the Browns. We've got Clyde Christensen here that coached four of the best NFL quarterbacks.
Walk me through what you're looking at in terms of the next quarterback. You went from NFL quarterback to NFL quarterback. Which is the next guy who's going to be an NFL quarterback?
Well, we've got two guys that are competing right now. Both of them are very talented, and we're excited about them, and they're competing at a high level. You've got Connor Harrell, who played in the bowl game. He played in the Campbell game. He runs 4.4. He's really smart. He knows the system. He's been around, and he's having a good spring. And then we brought in Max Johnson, who started at LSU and started at Texas A&M. He's thrown over 900 balls in the SEC, and he's looking really good right now. So that's another reason to come out to the spring game. You get to see both guys and see who is going to be the heir apparent for Drake May.
All right. You brought it up first, so I want to get to a couple of things. And I know we don't have a ton of time, but I'm just curious – the way you look at where we're headed. I mean, honestly, the transfer portal, which makes your job so much more difficult in terms of building and managing and maintaining a roster. And I understand maybe I don't understand all of it, but it has to be difficult for you, especially as rapidly as all this has changed over the last 4 or 5 years. NIL, I'm not sure it's as big a deal as the transfer portal is. But how do we fix all of this? Is it as easy as collective bargaining would give schools more certainty as well?
I think, Adam, we're headed toward an NFL model. When we made decisions to go to NIL and transfer portal, I'm not sure we realized that the combination of both of them would be so very difficult for colleges across the country. Mm-hmm. And every college coach would tell you they're happy that the young guys are getting paid, or the athletes.
Right.
Everybody. There's been amazing stories, whether it's Ty Lee Craft having more money to help the cost that the NCAA will not pay for his cancer treatments, whether it's young guys helping their moms pay house payments, whether it's parents getting to see games where they never did before. So every coach would tell you NIL is good. What we didn't do is look at possible consequences, and we didn't put any caps, guidelines in the group. And the only group out there that's paying players other than us is the NFL. So we're headed, in my estimation, toward the NFL model. And that obviously doesn't help the transfer part of it. The transfer part of it, we lost who we were, and guys were transferring all over the place. Then we said nobody going to transfer except once, and then that got a little crazy, and which especially with the Tez Walker situation. And then we've gotten back now to where they can transfer anytime they want. You can transfer three times a year if you want to. So there's got to be a balance with all this stuff. There's got to be some common sense. There's got to be some balance. Let's get a salary cap like the NFL. Let's pay the left tackle a certain amount and the right guard a certain amount. And the quarterbacks are going to make more in the NFL than the other players. And let's do it through the university. And let's not we're really getting donor fatigue because we're asking our donors for so much money for facilities, coaches, salaries, season tickets. And now we're asking them at North Carolina to pay for 28 sports for NIL. And that's just, guys, they got caller ID, they're going to quit picking up the phone because we wear them out when we're calling them asking for money. But I think we're in a good place. The game's very popular. Everybody's had a playoff except us for years, and now we've got one. So there's so many positive things going. A lot of smart people just need to get in a room very quickly and have some urgency about making sure that we put together the best combination of what is best and fair for the players with NIL, the coaches with NIL, and the transfer portal.
All right, let me close on this. And I like a lot of the things that you and I talk about. I appreciate that you are willing to delve into the bigger picture stuff about college sports because it is important. Do you get the sense? Well, let me ask you just about the league. How do you feel about the foundation of where the ACC is right now?
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Adam, I think everybody loves the ACC that's been in it. And I'm a historian. I love looking back at rival games and whether it was Texas and Oklahoma, whether it was Nebraska, Colorado, and then Oklahoma, Nebraska quit playing. And,
yep.
And Nebraska, Colorado quit playing. Those are games we all loved growing up when Texas and Texas A&M, regardless of who you were on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you were going to sit and watch the Texas A&M game, and then it went away, and now it's coming back. So I think the whole thing that everybody has to look at now is the reality of it. It's about the dollar, and how can you pay salaries for your staff and keep them at a high level unless you have as much money as other people? So I know that our commissioner, as well as a lot of the others, are looking at what they can possibly do to enrich the programs that are in their conferences so they can compete nationally. All of us want to win all the games. NIL has made it even tougher to compete at a high level unless you've got a lot of money coming in. So I think that's what's happening with realignment as people are looking at they feel like is most comfortable, not what they feel like is most fun. But now we've got to look at what's best, and that's why you have so much conversation across the country with some looking at other places and some not, just because everybody's trying to do what's best for their program.
Right, and I believe that we have, and I don't know that this is that Jim Phillips falls into this category. I'm pretty sure he doesn't. I think we have some people in charge of other conferences that are not looking at what's best for the sport as a whole, but only what makes their leagues more money, which I understand that's what it's become. And they're all doing it at the behest of the university presidents. My sense is that if they had left all of this up to coaches and athletic directors only, it might look a lot different. But that's just speculation on my part. I hope you have fun at the spring game. even if it's not necessarily a game, on the 20th at 3 o'clock at Keenan Stadium. And I always appreciate your time and the conversation. Mac Brown, I want you to have a good time.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for having me on. And I hope everybody had a happy Easter. And get out to the – it will be a game, but get out to the spring game at 3 o'clock on the 20th of April, if possible.
That we will encourage people to do so. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Adam.
Take Bye-bye. Care. Mac Brown here on the Adam Gold Show.
Career-driven individuals, ready to unlock your potential? Discover William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Our classes are tailored for the working professional. Attend class on your terms with our online sessions and choose from various start dates throughout the year. Dive into a curriculum designed for success. Every class is a stepping stone that takes you closer to your career goals. Take one or more classes. It's in your hands. Elevate your career with William Peace University's School of Professional Studies. Dive deeper at williampeace.info/SPS. Your journey begins here.